But right now, I want to talk about a really gorgeous book. It's called Grandmothers of America. Got an email about this a while ago, and I thought, what a cool concept. What a simple but powerful concept. Travel around 50 states, taking beautiful portraits of America's grandmothers, and ask them this critical piece of advice. What would you tell your younger self? What is the advice that you would give your younger self? To talk about this project, I'm joined by the two photographers who put it together. John Mark Hansen, who joins me live in studio. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Ryan.
A pleasure to have you. We're also joined by phone from Joey Schultz, the other photographer that worked on this. Joey, welcome.
Hey, pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having you guys. So I was reading about this book and flipping through the pages, and it starts with a simple question, Joey, that you asked yourself. What would be the most powerful photograph that you could take? And you came up with grandmothers. Why did you stumble on that?
Well, you know, there's an image of my brother's wedding. Both of my grandmothers were widows at the time. And the image of them walking down the aisle arm in arm together, like, and I didn't have a camera at the time. And it became so apparent to me that that image itself represented so much to my family, you know, a really big family, and also just to me as a person, because I was so close and connected spiritually and loving and just looked up to my grandmother so deeply. So when asked that question, I said, oh, wow, what an incredible concept to take photos of grandmothers all over the state. And then I was like, oh, we could do it all over the country. And that's how it all started.
This book gives so much humanity and personality to these photos. So I'm curious, what about your grandma stands out? What were some of her attributes that you remember about her?
Well, I had two different grandmothers. One lived in St. Louis and one grew up in Michigan. My grandmother lived in Michigan, just had this unbelievable grace. She had 11 children and 60 plus first grandchildren. So she had this essence of the matriarch that was so profound and encompassing and loving. And she sent you a birthday card, a St. Patrick's Day card to every grandchild. Just kind of like this unbeatable support. And my other grandmother that lived in St. Louis, Caroline, you know, you go see her and it was nothing but love, nothing but admiration, nothing but support. And they both taught me so much of how to be who I am, and which is why I put so much into this project. It was just by the inspiration and love of those two women.
The book is set up where you've got these gorgeous portraits, really well done, really powerful. But the piece I like so much is the advice that they give. You ask them a question. What advice would you give your younger self? I've been flipping through this quite a bit. They're all really great. You do end up finding these themes sometimes of regret or wanting to do things a little bit differently with their lives. And that advice is kind of saying like, hey, don't waste your time worrying. Don't waste your time doing this. Here's one I really like from Irene Poor Thunder. She said, live a better life than what you can. Be kind to each other. Go to church. Don't think about getting drunk and getting high, smoking marijuana. It ruins your body system. So that's an example of some of the advice that is in this book. John, I'm curious, you know, was some of this advice shocking or surprising to you that these grandmothers were offering up?
Yeah, well, you know, every grandmother is different and has lived a different life experience and learned different lessons in their time. So for Joey and I, we're meeting these grandmothers at random. None of these were set up in advance. So we're knocking on doors, going into bars, bowling alleys, gas stations. We never know what we're going to find. So every day was just so exciting that we're talking to new people, learning these new values and lessons that these people had to share with us. So I think that translates really well in the book, because every page is just like, oh, what am I going to see next? Who's it going to be? What are they going to say?
It makes me think about how much street photography has changed, right? You know, if you were doing this in the 50s and 60s, people weren't necessarily seeing cameras every day. Now everyone has a camera in their pocket, and our response to seeing someone take a video or take a photo is a little bit different. So I'm curious, when you're approaching these random grandmas, what was their response?
Sure. So It's actually pretty difficult to just approach someone and say, hey, can we take a portrait of you? Usually the answer will be no. So because we had this advice component of the project, we'd get started with these conversations and start talking about life values and this advice. And by that time, we've kind of held the space and built some trust. And we say, well, now that we've got this awesome advice from you, we really want to use it for the book. Could we take your portrait? And sometimes we still got to know, because there's a lot of apprehension. We had to convince people, you know, we're not selling anything. We're just trying to take the most beautiful portrait and document your important life wisdom to share with other people. But yeah, having to break through that and build the trust is what enabled us to take these portraits.
And what do we end up seeing? I mean, what were you trying to capture with these photos, John? You can answer that first, and I'll ask that same thing to you in a second here, Joey.
Well, we knew that there was an incredible diversity in America, but we were really excited to see what kind of universal truths come out of this and what kind of themes emerge. And we knew we'd have to do this in all the 50 states to really see what those themes are. So it's interesting. I think that one of the important things is just to show the beauty in the diversity and show that universal love and life value of grandmothers.
Joey, what about you?
Well, as a street photographer, you know, I find beauty in the difference. I find beauty in things that maybe some people don't see as beautiful. And I think culturally we're kind of bombarded with what we're expected to think is beautiful. So in this book, aside from what Johnny said, is kind of finding and redefining that there's beauty in aging. There's beauty in difference. There's beauty in weathered life. There's beauty in so much more than what we're told is beautiful. And I think this book shows, you know, we tried our very best to take the most beautiful image we can. And we shot all the grandmothers on analog film, on big old analog cameras, to kind of also capture them in the same technology that they grew up with, as an homage not only to them, but also to the photography itself.
I want to sneak another piece of advice in here. This one comes from Lynn Goodwin. Born in 1941, this was a photo taken in Portland, Maine. She said, "My advice for my younger self is, I'm better off on my own than with him. Don't lose your memory. Live near my children." Pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. Pretty simple. What did you end up learning, Joey, the most from this book? Is there advice that you ended up kind of taking personally from these grandmothers that were offering up their own life advice to themselves?
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on where you were at the moment. You know, sometimes you'd go into a situation, you know, you didn't have no idea what was coming up. And sometimes a grandma would say something that would really, you know, really hit you pretty hard. One grandmother, I was in a long relationship with a French woman, and we broke up shortly before I started the project with Johnny, and she said, "Don't marry a foreigner. They always want to go back home." And I remember sitting there and being like, yeah. You're right, Shirley.
What about you, John? Was there one that stuck out, one memory from this project?
Well, there's so many incredible memories. But in terms of like advice that really impacted me on that first tour, I was living in Los Angeles. I'm from Michigan originally. But we just got so many advices that were, you know, be close to your family. Your family is the most important thing in your life. And, you know, that coming home from that tour really moved me and geographically moved me. That was the inspiration to move back to Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Where my family is.
Yeah, you're actually hitting the road and seeing this happen. I mean, most people don't get to this age and say, "I wish I would have worked more." I don't think you ended up getting that advice at all in this book, did you?
No, definitely not. If anything, it's maybe more of spend more time with your children.
Joey, you had a response to that?
Well, it's interesting, too. I think grandmothers born before 1950 had a different cultural expectation in America to have children get married young and provide at home. And then there was a shift when after that period of time where grandmothers started, you know, these women started working more and being away from their home. So there was a kind of a dichotomy where the older grandmothers were like, "Don't get married so young, go experience life, go be a nurse, get an education, get a job." And sometimes the grandmothers that were younger that we met were like, why did I work so much? Why didn't I spend time with my kids? You know, so you could kind of see a cultural shift in America through the book just by, if you have a conscious eye about it, you know, on their birthdays and where they are.
And Joey, you know, one thing you guys do describe this book as is sort of a cultural survey of America through you know, using a literal lens to highlight grandmothers and their advice that they would give them their younger selves. Can you talk a little bit more about how it works as a cultural survey and kind of what it tells us about this population in our country?
Well, first, it shows a beautiful diversity. And I think that that you know, even going into the project with the knowledge that I had and of America, I was pretty blown away about the diversity just in America. And also, I think it shows, you know, I hope it does. I really think it shows that that there's so much beauty in the elders around us. And one of the things that the grandmothers, you know, you'd have about 10 seconds to make a pitch, right, and convince them. And one of the things that would always kind of hook on the pitch would be like, hey, kids are on their cell phones. They're not spending time and listening to advice and spending time, quality time with older people because they're addicted to their phones. And as soon as we said that, the grandmothers were like, come on in. That is such a problem. And, you know, I feel like this book, because you look at it, you're not on your phone, is going to remind you that just get out there and speak to these people around you that have knowledge. That's, you know, that's not on the internet. It comes from real life, comes from interaction, comes from touch, comes from hearing, comes from smelling, comes from these, you know, tactile things that I feel like we as a society are kind of losing with this addiction to this fast media, cell phone, digital world, which is part of the reason why we shot it on analog.
That brings me to a perfectly placed piece of advice from Barbara Aguilar here in New Mexico, who said, don't be shy because shyness kept me from being friendly. John, you talked about being on tour. I think you guys did this over 4 different tours.
That's correct. Yeah, we kind of divided the nation up into quadrants and took these month-long tours starting in 2017. So we did about 3 years of production, and then the past couple of years, granted COVID came and kind of threw a wrench in things, but have been working on the post-production for the past couple of years. And then the book just came out this month.
So some of these grandmothers apprehensive at first. I'm sure some of them were ready to go, excited to do the project. For both of those groups, were they able to see these photos, and what was their response about this whole experience?
Yeah, it's a diverse response. What we did is we sent an 8x10 of our favorite picture of each grandmother to them. So they would all receive that print in the mail, and we've got some incredible emails of support. And, you know, not everybody understood the project and understood the scope of the project, but it was really interesting to go to places where there's a deeper artistic heritage, like the Delta Blues region in Mississippi, where it's like we present, hey, we're artists, we're here working on this project, and it's like, oh, you're artists? Come on in. We know what you guys are up to. We wanna support that. And then other places where it was a little colder, you know, just we weren't received as well. And also we had to kind of veer away from larger cities because people tend to have their guard up a little more in cities. They're less willing to just talk to you. But smaller towns, you know, people will, you know, who's knocking on the door? Who's nobody's been here in a while. Come on in. What are you boys doing? You want some tea?
In fact, one time we were in Boston, and we went up to a grandma, and we told her the pitch, and she said to us, what are you doing? Being nice? Kind of like she was offended that we were being nice. I remember just looking at Johnny and being like, oh, my goodness. You know, it's like, you know, we actually had the best success in smaller towns or trailer parks.
Why do you think that was?
I think because they're not so bombarded with people and traffic and, you know, just they're living a little bit more simple life, and you know, someone comes by and it's exciting. That's their excitement. Where, you know, if you're living in downtown New York, you know, you go outside, it's just a, you know, you're fending for yourself in kind of this overstimulated environment.
So Joey, we started this conversation talking about it's really personal start for you, a photograph of your grandmother and what that meant to your family. So what do you hope this book ends up meaning to the viewers that check it out?
Well, I hope this book, if you read it in its entirety, reminds you of the beauty and the diversity of the grandmothers of this nation, but also reminds you of the beauty in aging, that, you know, that we're told something of what beauty is. And I hope it reminds you to put your phone down and go out and talk to some old people around you and ask some advice, because, you know, I did it all over the United States, and I can say that I'm a changed man, and I will continue to do it, because there's nothing that compares to it.
Sound like some of the grandmothers in the book. I love that. John, what about you? What do you hope people take away from this project?
Well, I think Joey said it pretty well, and, you know, for me, it's about valuing our elders, and that there's just a huge generational disconnect in our society and in our media systems and how they're working. So for me, having a really close relationship to my grandmother, it's like, I want that for everybody. I want everybody to be able to experience that kind of love and importance in their lives. So, and also just, you know, to share what all the shapes and sizes and ages that grandmothers can be. And to uphold that as valuable, you know, to share that message that, you know, these people are important. This is an important part of our society, and you should value it.
That's John Mark Hansen. And we're also joined by Joey Schultz. They are two photographers who teamed up for this book, Grandmothers of America. It's out now. It covers 50 states, gorgeous photos of grandmothers, and asking them a simple question. What advice would you give your younger self? John, Joey, thank you so much for joining us on Culture Shift. And before we let you go, tell people where they could grab a copy if they're interested.
So you can visit our website, grandmothersofamerica.com, and learn more about the project, see some of the photos, and order a book.
Joey and John, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.